Sometimes we are guilty of not hearing each other. Sometimes, and I'm going to kind of go back to the Corinthians a little bit, but I just wanted to bring that the attention. You know, do we hear what people say? Do we know that people can change? Do we know that people can have a mountain experience, a mountaintop experience, and make a difference in a community? Back to Corinthians. Let's look at verse 22. Instead, the parts of the body that people think are the weakest are the most necessary. The analogy of Christ's body in the very first verse, Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts. So my message was Christ's body, many parts, in brackets, gifts, but one body. How many gifts are we hiding under a bushel basket that we're not sharing with others? How many gifts are we missing because someone's got a gift and they just don't even know? We have so many gifts. We have so many gifts. But how many gifts are going to the wayside every single day because it's not nurtured? Those gifts are not nurtured. Christ's body, there's many parts or gifts, but one body. The parts that are the weakest in our bodies are honored the most. There are many gifts of grace. God gives us so many opportunities, so many talents, and some are so wasted. How many people are out there that don't know about Jesus? We need to nurture all the parts of the body. We need to nurture all the gifts of the body. We need to nurture all the gifts of Christ's body. And the only way we can do that is to go out and nurture our own gifts. Be ambitious. I like this last paragraph, last sentence. Use your ambition to try to get the greater gifts. Be ambitious. Be aggressive. Not to the point where you scare someone off, but look for people with talent to share the gifts of God's grace with a hurting world. Let us pray.